This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, January 14th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, as Washington prepares for new leadership in the White House and Congress, Matt Erickson with Farm Credit Services America says leadership cannot take their eye off the critical need of the nation's farmers and ranchers for certainty in farm policy. Erickson says compressed margins are a reality for 2025.
You know, we have to focus on the certainty and predictability in getting a farm bill done now. Because the 2018 Farm Bill, when I was up on the committee with then-Chairman Pat Roberts, you know, our focus at the time when we were going through the ag economy, when it was in a downturn, was what farmers absolutely need and what's critical is the fact that they can turn to something with predictability and certainty.
Erickson says ad hoc assistance was helpful, but by no means covered losses producers incurred in 2023 and 2024. Well, the Agriculture Department has finalized a rule limiting poultry integrators from paying reduced rates to producers through tournament ranking systems while still allowing for bonuses. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said USDA listened to producer concerns about the system that offered bonuses as well as discounts for their efforts.
We were told by producers that the rule should provide greater insight into a company's payment rates under the tournament system. That in the past, tournaments would allow either increases in compensation or deductions from the baseline pay under an agreement and within a tournament. The rule that we announce today is one that will end the capacity to reduce the base pay, but would continue to allow, obviously, for bonuses to be paid based on the competitive nature of the tournament.
Vilsack says the new rule will allow upside but no downside for growers.
This is a rule that is essentially creating a much more balanced and fair tournament system in which producers can earn additional bonuses but won't necessarily be penalized. This is a rule that will provide them additional input concerning their responsibilities and have a better understanding of what the integrator's responsibilities are relative to input requirements, capital improvements, things of that nature.
Producers will also have greater access to capital improvements needed to maintain contracts with integrators.
Producers also indicated to us that they needed more information and greater stability when it came to the level of inputs that would be distributed in connection with the tournament system. This rule basically provides that stability and greater information. And finally, producers expressed the need for key information on the nature and extent of capital improvements that might be required in order for a contract to be renewed or to be entered into. The rule that we propose and finalize today will, in our view, provide that key information and provide stronger leverage for producers.
Those regulations will take effect July 1, 2026. In an effort to help curb chronic disease, the FDA formally proposed front-of-pack nutrition labels. The nutrition box for most packaged foods would give readily visible information about a food's saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars, three nutrients directly linked with chronic diseases when consumed in excess, the FDA said. The label would show whether a product had low, medium, or high levels of these categories. If the rule gets finalized, this would force food manufacturers with at least $10 million in annual food sales to add the nutrition info box in the front of their packaging within 3 years. Business below that financial threshold would have an extra year from the effective date to display the info box. The FDA's Nutrition Center said that diet-related disease is an urgent issue. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers don't give up in tough times. The Farm Bill helps secure they don't have to by providing them with the tools to keep our food supplies secure in all seasons. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.